You're listening to WDEL Saturday Hotspot. Here's Frank Gregory.
That's when Stevie Wonder was really good. Then he met the damaging herb known as Paul McCartney. The poison is on my 529-1017, 529-1017. Talking about, again, if you're dehydrated, anybody gets confused.
Correct.
I was telling the story, the 1964 U.S. Open was played at Congressional Country Club outside in Bethesda, Maryland. And Ken Venturi, that was when they played 36 holes on Saturday. And it was probably stifling in June, it's 95. And he was basically dehydrated the last almost around, and he had no memory of what he was doing, but the muscle memory to continue to play good golf was still there. But he has no real memory, right, before he passed away, of really what he happened. And they said he was so severely dehydrated, it was almost scary. He had the pains and things, right, like that. So even, like, my mother was probably dehydrated, and that added to her confusion. But she said even a 20-year-old person who is a world class, like the marathoners don't drink all those liquids for nothing,
right? That's right.
Because
you're dehydrated, it just makes you super weak and confused.
Right. 529-1017. Let's stay on the phones. Here's Bob talking to Dr. Alan Tillotson now as part of the Saturday Hotspot on WDEL. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. The doctor mentioned BMSO as a good knee pain reliever.
Correct.
I want to get his opinion on a magnesium lotion.
Magnesium lotions can be sprayed on there.
Listen.
Okay, he's going to hang up and listen. Go ahead.
Magnesium lotions can be sprayed on, and they will relax the muscles, and they can be a good painkiller for muscle relaxation, and they're good for that. But that's not the same thing as what the DMSO goes in. It goes in deeply, deeply. You can certainly use both. And, in fact, if you use DMSO with the magnesium, the DMSO would carry the magnesium deeper in because it's a penetrating agent. Penetrating agent. It'll carry it deeper in.
All right. He hung up to listen to that, so he wanted to hear.
Okay.
So, all right. I tried to get my friend Vito on the phone, who's having – he's on probably a lot of medications. He's got some heart issues.
Uh-huh. Was he on The Sopranos?
No, he wasn't. but I wanted to get him on the phone. He's got a family issue he's dealing with. He has recurring kidney stones.
Okay.
And it's been a problem.
All right.
I'm sure all the medications and the lifestyle and the pain that he has from his knees are not adding to it. But I know a lot of people suffer from kidney stones. They're very painful. And what can be done? What can I tell him? I tried to get him on the phone.
If you go to my website, www.chrysalisnaturalmedicine.com, and then type in the word kidney stone, you'll see an article which has a number of different home remedies for preventing kidney stones. Some of the simple ones are drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is giving up sodas, which have a lot of acid in them and increase the stone formation. Number three, and the most fun one, is to drink lots of lemon juice. The juice of one full lemon every day can be made into lemonade, but the lemon contains citrate, which helps the stones to pass more easily. So those are some simple tips for preventing kidney stones. If someone actually has them, we have herbal medicines. Specifically, there's a formula called Lissamachia 3, which is a combination of three Chinese herbs, which have a coating substance which makes the stones very slippery,
mm-hmm,
so they come out more easily without causing pain or getting lodged in the urinary tract.
Right.
And also help to shrink the stones, and that can be used for 4 or 5 months to help to reduce it. But the main thing is to change the diet and get more of the lemon into your system.
Now, I had heard that too much citrus was actually could cause that sometimes. I mean, that was always
because citrus fruits are not really acidic. When they are acid when you taste them, they taste sour,
right,
but they have a lot of minerals in them. So when they go into your stomach, they actually come out being more alkaline. So citrus fruits in general are good for you. And the inside lining of a citrus fruit, mm-hmm, especially like oranges and stuff, you know, that white stuff,
right,
on the inside of the lining.
Right.
The Chinese eat that. They can actually scrape that off with the bottom of your teeth and eat that. That's really good for breaking up mucus and reducing mucus in the body.
Because I've noticed that I've had some congestion, and I was using those nose drops, and it really, really helped me. But I noticed that I get some heart pain when I have – I may have a little bit of on-side allergies about things. I get some fluid in my lungs.
Well, you can be allergic to that.
Yes.
That would be different, yeah.
No.
you're allergic, right. Doesn't matter what it is, it's not good for you.
So again, is the kidney stone situation exacerbated by some of maybe the heart medication that he takes and the diet?
It would depend, but yes, there are a number of different medications in which kidney stones are a side effect because of their effect on the blood. So yes, it could be.
All right, the phones are up at 529-1017, 529-1017. If you have an ailment or a condition that you think it might stump the herbalist, we encourage you to give us a call. Again, 529-1017. This is an audience that is very difficult to get sometimes because of his busy schedule. So jump on the phones and talk to Dr. Alan Tillotson from the Chrysalis Natural Medicine Center. Again, the call came up. Gene asked me before he came in, what was the origin of our beginning of our relationship? And I said, I think I came through a bad relationship and in the mid-90s and had some depressive issues and was not really pleased with the... They put me on Depakote,
yeah,
which bloated me. I probably gained 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And it the side effects were, you know, sexual interest and activity was all diminished. It did level me off. I had no doubt about that whatsoever. I mean, the highs weren't as high and the lows weren't as low. I was somewhere in the middle. But I said I wasn't happy with the way I looked or the way I felt. And I think I reached out to you at that point in time. And I said I wanted to, because I thought about yoga. I thought about meditation and all the things that people have done to try to clear their heads. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got on the ginseng and the green tea were like the basic things that you could start. Still 23 years out, still not a bad piece of advice?
Still good advice, absolutely.
Right.
There are so many things you can do to slow down the aging process.
Right.
You know, it's kind of funny, but people keep saying the same things over and over again, yet people don't really hear them and they don't do them. Everybody knows that exercise is good for you. Why don't people exercise? Everybody knows that drinking water is good for you. Why don't people drink enough water? Everybody knows that sodas and excess sugar and carbohydrates are bad for you. Why do people keep eating them? See, what's the reason? There's a psychological component here that has to be overcome, you know?
Right, right. And the other thing I got you, and the other thing Dr. Tillotson told me one time is he had read that the Russians do all their strenuous weightlifting in bare feet, which I started to do, and I actually, my back problems actually cleared up. And the great runners from the hills of Africa and Kenya run in bare feet.
Correct.
Because they say that the body is naturally in balance.
Your feet, your legs, your lower body gets much stronger when you don't have a cast on it all the time called a shoe.
Right. And that's why they run in bare feet from Djibouti and those hill countries, which were the really...
It keeps them flexible, too, so they can respond to the gravity and respond to changes in position much faster.
Wow. 529-1017. Here's Brian now to talk to Dr. Tillotson on WDEL. Brian.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I had a question about, about my... son, well, two of my sons and my wife, they have ADD.
Uh-huh.
And they're just, my one son, he's just totally off the hook. I mean,
okay.
He talks and he doesn't want to listen. I mean, and even when you speak, he really, it just goes right over his head and he just keeps on talking as if you said nothing.
Okay. Well, we have quite a number of people that come to see us with attention deficit disorder, but that's what they call now. But we used to just, you know, that used to be just being nervous and inattentive, when, you know, 50 years ago, same thing. Back then, they would just whack you, put you in the corner for a while, right?
Absolutely.
But
experienced it.
But in general, a lot of this has to do with poor nutrition. That is, if you take somebody and if they're following the same rules Frank and I were just talking about, drink water, eat healthy foods, and exercise and all that stuff, then the neurotransmitters in your brain that focus and keep you from being on high attention when you need to be and being on low attention when you don't need to be, those things all start to balance out. But in general, when somebody has attention deficit disorder, they're basically nervous inside. They're nervous. They're producing a little bit too much adrenaline. And when adrenaline is produced, the body is naturally flipping around all over the place because it's a state of emergency. See, being nervous is a good thing if you're fighting in the jungle because you want to quickly move to avoid that claw, that dagger, or that arrow that's coming at you. And so when adrenaline is released, your body responds really quickly, moves really fast, and that's a good thing. That's not a good thing when you're trying to study its school stuff. When you're trying to sit in front of a book, you want to focus the mind, you want to slow the brain waves down, and that requires a different set of neurotransmitters, things like GABA and serotonin, and those things can be increased through meditation, through relaxation, and there are also very specific herbs that help with this. The herb called bacopa, B-A-C-O-P-A, is very, very good for that. Another herb that we use for this is called ashwagandha, A-S-H-W-A-N-G-D-H-A, ashwagandha, which is, according to Ayurvedic medicine, makes you as strong as a horse but as calm as a cow, like Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm not calm.
And those different herbal medicines, when put together, can also be part of this. So we give people the basic nutrients they need. B vitamins are necessary for the brain to function properly. Proper amounts of proteins, essential fatty acids are important. And we use herbal medicines. We get a lot of people to calm down. I also have some specific tinctures which calm you down almost in the minute that you can take when you're going into a stressful period, like into for a test that'll just keep you calm for 2 or 3 hours through a variety of herbal mechanisms. We have a number of herbs that do that too,
Okay. And where's your office located?
We're on Milltown Road in between Price's Corner and Newark. We're easy to find pretty much anywhere from in Newcastle. You can get to us pretty quick.
Absolutely. Chrysalis Natural Medicine.
ChrysalisNaturalMedicine.com
and then 994-0565. If you get confused by the Chrysalis Natural Medicine, again, Dr. Alan Tillotson, T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N.
Right, and I found out you can just type Dr. Alan Delaware and it'll pop up third or fourth on the list with another couple doctors Alan's ahead of me. So if you forget Dr. Alan Delaware, wait till you see the Natural Medicine Clinic about four clicks down on Google.
A-L-A-N, too. All right, be good. Best to your family. Bye-bye. 529-1017. When you confuse my number with a patient's number, were you dehydrated that time when I got the two texts from you saying you were available for the appointment?
That was a finger fumble.
I had to get you back on that one.
That's a finger fumble.
I'm sitting in my office taking care of something. The thing is, I had somebody cancel us. I have an appointment. I was like, I'd come and see
you. The size of these fingers.
Let's stay on the phones and let Kathy talk to Dr. Tillotson now on WDEL. Kathy.
Hi, doctor. A friend of ours has a degenerative disc in his back and leg, and he was told to get therapy.
Therapy is good for that. The DJD, or degenerative disc disorder, is basically arthritis of the spine. Now, the spine is especially affected by liquids because there's a lot of hydraulic pressure stuff in there. So anybody that has those kind of problems needs to do a couple simple things. One is staying fully hydrated, drinking plenty of water all the time, and also light, gentle twisting motions left to right, and walking regularly. Those things are very helpful unless they're so bad that they can't walk. Okay? Stretching, yoga is very good for that. And then the specific herbs I mentioned earlier, like Boswellia gum and curcumin, are also very good for this. For older people that are in a lot of pain, there's an old-fashioned remedy called Devil's Claw. Devil's Claw is available in pill form. It's inexpensive, and it has a pretty profound pain-killing activity, and it's non-addictive.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing it all down.
All right, Kathy. Good luck to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 529-1017. 529-1017. Bill, Dr. Alan Tillotson's waiting to talk to you on WDEL right here.
Good morning, Frank.
Morning.
How you guys been?
We're doing just great, Bill. Thanks for weighing in. Good to talk to you. How you been?
All right. I'll talk back kidney stones.
Go. We've been talking about kidney stones.
We were just talking about kidney stones, and we mentioned a number of things like drinking enough water, and using lemon juice, and staying away from sodas. Did you have another question beyond that?
What I often hear from different people was that if you drink a lot of cranberry juice and some beer, is that true, or is that just a myth?
Is that good for it or bad for it?
Okay. Cranberry juice is fine, but cranberry juice is more used for preventing urinary tract infections than kidney stones. If you have a lot of kidney stones, you're at a greater risk of urinary tract infections because there's some blockage in there. But cranberry juice contains a compound called D-mannose, which is used specifically to allow the bacteria to flow through and not stick where they can cause infections. So cranberry juice is good for that reason. But it's not as specific for the actual stones themselves.
How about beer?
beer is, as I was telling you, they've just opened a beer garden in Disney World, so make sure you get down there.
Right. Anything else, Bill? Yeah, we're right with you.
I didn't hear what he said about
Is beer have any effect on kidney stones?
Beer does not have an effect on kidney stones as far as I know.
Okay. All right, Bill?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, bud.
Did you make the tournament yesterday at Dog
Castle? No, I didn't. I had to work, and that was too cold for me, Bill. I'm a lightweight.
Come on.
I'm a lightweight. Back in the day, I could have done it, but now I had business to take care of. But I will be. You stay in touch with me. I'm going to get my golf game in gear, and I have my lower back straightened out, and I'm ready to rock. So I look forward to talking to you. All right.
Get the doctor's picture there.
Oh, he's going to walk on my back here in a minute. He's going to take care of me.
Okay.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. 529-1017, 529-1017. Again, a proper mattress is still...
Also important.
Also very important. Very important. Staying on the phones. Hey, Jerry, you got an opportunity to talk to Dr. Alan Tillotson now on WDEL.
Yeah, hi, Doc. If you don't mind, I have a question for a friend of mine here, and then for me, if possible, if you have time.
Sure.
Possible.
Go ahead.
A friend, she says she's had problems sleeping all her life. I know she has some kind of... pills. She takes pills for some kind of tremor. I forget the name of it. It's like a Parkinson, like light Parkinson. But she sleeps like 2 hours a night. She says.
Okay.
Anything over the counter? I know you hear melatonin.
There's a lot of things over the counter for sleep, but sleep is a very complex subject I won't be able to cover in detail here. I will tell you, though, that it has to do with hormones. As women get past a certain age and their hormone levels go down, their sleep gets a lot worse, so getting the hormones straightened out will help a lot. Melatonin can be useful because it's something your body naturally does to help you sleep. And there are a number of herbal medicines that are very safe. If the person is very, 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 very nervous, we give them an herb called Kava Kava. That will often help you to sleep.
Kava Kava?
Kava Kava. And there's also yogic breathing exercises you can do that can force a lot of oxygen up into your brain and help you fall asleep. So there's a number of different things. Also, not playing around too much on your computers an hour before you go to bed is important. That's five things right there. But I could do another 30 if you gave me enough time. Okay?
And for myself, I don't know if your stick, more or less. I have an arthritic shoulder problem. I have chiropractors and doctors. They all give me different ideas. Eat cold. I like to exercise and put some ice on, or if it's hurting, put heat. Do you have anything to do with that, or that's not your...
Well, I mentioned that earlier, the use of the DMSO, which you rub right onto the shoulder to loosen it up, is very, very effective for that. You can give it a try. Once in a while, it makes the skin get a little itchy, and you put some olive oil over top of that to stop that. The DMSO is very effective, easy, inexpensive, and sometimes will loosen you right up.
Okay, so you don't know anything about whether heat or cold is good for arthritic shoulder at a particular time.
And generally speaking, when you have arthritis, you want to have adequate circulation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But warmth and heat are generally better for arthritic joints as long as it doesn't go too far the other direction. And you can, if you want to increase the circulation, you can alternate heat and cold, and that will push more circulation into the joint. So heat and cold, stretching exercises are all part of a physical therapy type things that you could do for the joints. You have to know what you're doing, though, because the brachial plexus, which is the little area in there, is very tight, and the slightest doing it wrong. So I would talk to a physical therapist about the proper exercises in heat and cold, because that's their area of expertise.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. But I get some people say ice, heat, ice. Some people just say heat. Some people just say ice. It's real confusing. Hey, on that DMSO, there was another one you mentioned I didn't get quite. It was Sudanol or something.
Sudanol. Sootanol.
I'm sorry, you went too far. Go ahead.
Sootanol.
Sootanol. Okay.
All right, buddy. Good luck to you.
Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye. Amazing effort by Dr. Alan Tillotson. We still have more calls and still some more time. But again, if you need to talk to Dr. Alan Tillotson on your own time, you give him a call at the Chrysalis Natural Medicine Center. They do get back to you at 302-994-0565. Or if you're sitting at work, you'll get a surprise text saying that somebody had a cancellation and now was available to see me, even though I was miles away. 529-1017. 529-1017. Here's WDEL's exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WDEL Saturday Hotspot. Here's Frank Gregory.
The sisters will be here next Saturday for your health and your mind. But today, Sherry, you're on with Dr. Alan Tillotson here on WDEL. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay, this is my question. I had surgery in September on my foot.
Yes.
And I got a bone put in, a couple screws, some titanium, you know, all that stuff. Uh-huh. So anyway, what I want to know is, what can I do now? I mean, I've been trying to get the swelling to go down. I read somewhere you could put cucumbers on your foot. What I want to know is, I've been still putting ice on it, on the bottom and on the top.
Yeah, do you know anything else? You're having some congestion and you're not healing fast enough. There's a Chinese formula called San Qi, S-A-N-Q-I, San Qi. It's a formula used in Chinese hospitals all the time for post-surgical wound healing. It even works if the wound is old. And it's just a group of herbal medicines that you take in fairly high dose for about a month or two to speed up healing in wounds that don't want to heal quick enough. So that's what I would do, San Qi pills.
So it's S-A-N.
Q-I.
Q-I. Q-I.
That's what I thought you said, but I thought, that don't sound right. But anyway.
And the number 17 after it, San Qi 17.
Okay.
We have it at our clinic, but you can also find it online.
Okay, I can come to your clinic and buy it there?
Well, actually, we don't sell to non-patients. You have to be a patient. In order to do that, you'd have to make an appointment with me. We don't sell to the general public, only to my own patients.
But you can find it online if you want to go that way.
Oh,
yeah, because I want the swelling to go down like yesterday.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, Sherry. Thanks. Good call. All right, we got time for a couple more. Let's try to get him in. Carol, can you go quick to the doctor so we can get everybody online?
Sure can. I have ringing in the ears. Anything I can do for you?
Wow.
Yeah, specifically, you can use an herbal medicine called pycnogenol, P-Y-C-N-O-G-E-N-O-L. Pycnogenol, taken at 150 milligrams per day for 6 months, in many cases, gets rid of ringing in the ears. That's the quick answer. But that can definitely do that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If Vincent Van Gogh would have had that, he'd have been all right then, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's Tim now on WDEL.
On too.
Tim, you're on WDEL. Tim.
Hi. Hi.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tim.
I have atopic conjunctivitis, AKC. I'm on steroids. I've had it for about 10 years, and I'm looking for other options.
AKC.
Yeah, atopic. What do you have? I couldn't quite hear you.
AKC?
Atopic conjunctivitis, atopic keratitis.
Okay, with the keratitis, you have to see the ophthalmologist because there are no natural medicines that work against that particular problem. That is definitely something that requires an ophthalmologist. They have to have special solutions to deal with that. There are no natural medicines that work against that particular one. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
All right, Tim. Wow. All right. To get in touch with Dr. Alan Tillotson, give out all your information.
There you go.
No, you give out the information.
Oh.
ChrysalisNaturalMedicine.com.
ChrysalisNaturalMedicine.com, 994-0565 in Delaware, 994-0565.
In the Milltown Road area.
Yes.
And again, if you Google Dr. Alan, A-L-A-N, and just go T-I-L, Delaware.
Yeah, just Delaware. Dr. Alan, Delaware. There's about 7 or 8 Dr. Allens, but there's only one that owns the Chrysalis Natural Medicine Clinic.
Right. And there's no natural herb to do a better radio show than what he just did here on WDEL, Dr. Alan Tillotson. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Frank.
Stay healthy and happy, my brother.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we'll be back next week with WDEL with Dr. Jim Berg, the pet doctor, and the psychic sisters for the mind as well here on WDEL. So stay right there and have a great day. Go Eagles. Enjoy the Super Bowl, but your life will continue on Monday no matter what.